Go ahead.
Mr. President.
Hi, Nelson. How are you?
You've done the impossible.
I just got back from the Shore Motel, and they told me you called.
Aren't you the nice?
You know, it's so hard to get through those shouting crowds, and I just didn't do it. But
well, it was great, the whole thing. I can't tell you how much we all.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, you did just what you said you'd do in New York.
I'm your friend.
When did it come out finally in New York?
Well, the television now is saying 59.
59? Isn't that something?
Well, listen.
59 in New York?
Huh? It's going to be well over a million.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Let's see.
That's terrific.
Well, and you still got a good chance of carrying New York City.
God, isn't that something?
Unbelievable.
Well, you may end up with 60 then if you carry the city.
That's right, see?
Yeah.
And they say 42% of the Jewish folk.
Oh, my God. Well, I gave you credit for that.
No, sir. I want to done the whole thing, and we're just here with you. But
well, where'd I meet me get you at home?
Yeah, I'm just thrilled.
I'll tell you. Well, that's great. I had to wait around for McGovern to make a statement, you know, so late. I mean, you know, the darn network for conceding it at 7 o'clock.
That's right. I don't believe it. We've been watching it all
the time. Well, but I'll tell you, it's a great day. The only state now that we've lost is Missouri, is Massachusetts. And,
really? Did you get Washington, D.C., too?
Oh, no, we lost that, but I didn't count. Minnesota, there's some doubt about. We don't know, but suppose we get it. But that's quite something.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
And, we couldn't do too well. And, tell me, did you, by any chance, what you do in any of those house races, or do you know yet?
Oh, yes. We won. Pizer won. He knocked out Archer, which was great.
Good.
Brownie Reed, unfortunately, beat out.
He did.
Gary. And Joe Boyd was beaten out on the island by Otis Pike.
Well.
We got Dow. We knocked out Dow.
Right.
So then the rest.
So it's a wash, huh?
Yeah. We picked up two.
Picked up two. Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. Well, now I'm going to Florida tomorrow for a week, and then we ought to have a little chat if you have time.
Fine.
What are you going to do?
I'm looking for. We're going to go out the country and go over the camp.
Great.
We'll be out in the country. And
well, you feel good though, do you?
Oh,
you know, incidentally, wasn't that fellow unbelievably irresponsible in the last 2 days, those charges. Did you know, for your information, Henry may have told you, when I was on the airfield at North Carolina Saturday, we got a wire from the North Vietnamese. They've agreed to negotiate without conditions in 1 week. It's all done. We never said it, see. But, you know, that's what you had to do. But did you ever see such an irresponsible campaign as this clown put on?
No, and, of course, his running mate wasn't any worse.
But what a babbler.
Oh, my, but, yeah. But you know, let me tell you, Mr. President, I saw your daughter, Tricia, in New York on the television, and they told her what McGovern had said, and this child was so marvelous because...
What'd she say?
It was your reaction, and she was so controlled, and she was quiet, and she said, well... Freedom of speech is a great thing in this country.
Yeah.
The pressure of the campaign. I just thought she was so great.
Well, as a matter of fact, my family felt a little bit hurt, and they said, no, don't say anything nice about him. But did you notice, I was very careful to say, look, everybody, you opponents and others, you all fought hard. Now let's get together. You got to be generous. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes. I think, Mr. President, this is the greatest thing, and I want to help you in any way I can. And try to do a job now. Domestic thing here.
Right, okay. I got your memo with all your crossovers.
Well, I'll tell you, we're with you.
Okay.
We're with you.
Get my love to Happy.
You bet.
Bye.
Love to Pat.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.